with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
The Feast of Exaltation of the Cross is one of my favorite feasts that I love to celebrate. Because when we reflect on the message being passed across, we begin to appreciate more the tremendous love God has for us. To start with, you know, oftentimes people accuse us of worshiping images. For example, the crucifix, the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. People accuse us of worshiping images. But they do not understand what we do as Catholics. And today's first reading gives us an idea of what we do, or the symbolic meaning of the crucifix. We read in the first reading, when Moses was taking the people of Israelites to the promised land, at the time, they started to complain. They were murmuring against God. They were blaming Moses for bringing them out from the land of Egypt, where they were eating and drinking. So because of that, God sent some serpent to bite the people. And when a serpent bites them, most of them that were bitten died. Moses complained to God. He cried to God. God told Moses, "Now make a bronze serpent and hang it on a tree. And tell the people, whoever the snakes bites, that person should look up to the bronze serpent mounted on a tree. And whoever does that will not die." And they were doing that. That was how they were saved. But they never knew what God was trying to communicate. So what was killing the people, or what was healing the people, is not just that bronze serpent. Rather, God was healing them. But that bronze serpent was a symbol that when they look upon the bronze serpent, the minds and the hearts will go to God. And this is exactly what the crucifix does for us. When we venerate the crucifix, when we venerate the image of Christ, or the image of the saints, or the image of Blessed Virgin Mary, we are not worshiping that image. Rather, the image helps us to take our minds and our hearts to God, because we move from what we see to what we cannot see, from the seen to the unseen. So, Catholics do not worship images. Rather, the images we use, they are symbols that helps us to relate with God, to communicate with God, to take our hearts and our minds to God. Just like if we bring our picture, maybe when we were little, right? Maybe when we were crying as a baby, and the moment you see that image, you remember what happened and how we grew up. That is what happens when we use images and symbols in the Catholic Church. Now, that aside, today we are celebrating this feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. The feast of Exaltation of the Cross is one of the 12 major feasts celebrated in honor of Jesus. Why do we celebrate this feast? Two reasons. Number one, we celebrate the commemoration or the remembrance of the recovery and the rediscovery of the original relic of the cross of Christ. Number two, we celebrate this feast as a way to remind us that cross is a means of salvation. It's a way to remind us what Jesus had to undergo in order to save you and I. Now, talking about this second reason, my dear friends in Christ, you know, at times when we talk about the cross, we think that it is just this symbol. It is not just this, but it goes beyond that. Cross can come in so many ways: suffering, sickness, difficult moments, and difficult situations. So today's feast reminds us that before a crown, there must be a cross. Look at the case of Jesus. God sent him, and he came. He started his ministry. And while he was doing his ministry, people never accepted him. He was suffered. He was killed. But on the third day, he resurrected. So he had to undergo all this process, reminding us that during the time we undergo our own process of cross, it is a moment of purification. And we should not dwell on that. We have to look beyond the cross. Because after these sufferings, then we will now reap the glory of the cross, the crown of the cross, as Jesus did. That was why in the second reading, St. Paul reminds us that he came and he died. Even he died a sinful death, but God raised him and gave him the name that is above every other name, that at the mention of his name, every knee must bow. Jesus attained this glory because he was able to endure the cross of life. So also we have to endure, my dear friends, because most of us, when we are facing difficult moments, we abandon God. We become angry with God. Now, when we are experiencing difficult moments, that is the time we have to remain faithful. Because God cannot give us a cross that will weigh us down. At those moments, the grace of God abounds. But if we are able to remain resolute without distraction, if we are able to endure, then at the end of the tunnel, there will be a light. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are celebrating this feast today, let us ask the grace of God to help us to remain resolute, to help us to carry our cross and follow Jesus. Remember, he told us, whoever wants to follow me must carry his cross every day and follow me. Jesus did not say, abandon your cross. Jesus did not say, oh, you will not experience any cross. But he said, you must carry your cross every day and follow him. So let us learn how to carry our cross with patience. Let us learn how to carry a cross with humility and optimism. Remember that God can never abandon us. At those moments that we are carrying a cross, at those moments the cross seems to weigh us down, remain focused. Look up to the cross of Christ. He will always save us. Because we must be tested, all of us. And this test might come in any form. So when that test is around you, don't lose faith. God is with us. He can never abandon us. Amen.